We previously spoke about the the drasha in the Gemara, in the Braisa that the Gemara has in Sota Lamechesimun Aleph, where the Braisa there tells us that when it says that the Kohanim should bless the Bnei Yisrael, so this is done panim keneged panim. This is done face to face. And the Braisa there asked, how do we know it has to be face to face? Perhaps it could be panim keneged orif. Maybe the one's face could be to the other's back. So the Braisa teaches, Tama lomar amor lahem ka'adim sh'omer l'chaviro. So this teaches that they have to, this the Berachas Kohanim takes place the way that people speak to one another, which is face to face. And in his discussion, the Torah Tehuma quotes from the Yeshivas HaRambam. The Rambam says something very interesting. The Rambam is asked the question, how could it be there are apparently some people who, there was long-standing minhag, as we also know, as we have, where the Kohanim go up to the front and stand in front of the Aron HaKodesh, in front of the Heichal, and they turn their backs to the Heichal, they turn their backs to the Aron HaKodesh to face the people, to bless the people. And apparently, although that was a long-standing minhag, someone came along and had an issue with this, raised the issue, how could it be that the Kohanim turn their backs to the Aron HaKodesh? It's terrible. How could it be? So they asked the Rambam whether or not it's proper or improper for the Kohanim to turn their backs to the Aron HaKodesh. And the Rambam there writes an answer where he says that if the Svarim, if the Sifrei Torah are actually raised 10 tefachim above the ground inside the Aron HaKodesh, so that's considered to be a separate reshus, a separate domain, and therefore there's no issue for the Kohanim to turn their backs to the Heichal. They're not considered to be in the same domain as the Sifrei Torah, so they're not turning their backs to the Sifrei Torah. So the Tartamim is bothered, why is the Rambam giving such a funny answer to the question? He should just say that it's an explicit drush of the Gemara, that the Kohanim necessarily are face to face. And therefore he doesn't understand why the Rambam didn't explain that this is just a drush of the Gemara. Therefore, that's the way it is. So I was thinking that there's a few possible ways to explain why the Rambam didn't want to rely on the Gemara itself. First of all, as we pointed out previously, in that Gemara, Rashi explains that really the drasha is there for the Yisraelim. That really, the Havmina was that maybe the Yisraelim can have their backs turned so that the Kohanim are facing them, but the Yisraelim are not facing the Kohanim. And the drasha teaches that the Yisraelim have to face the Kohanim. So it doesn't necessarily teach that the Kohanim should face the Yisraelim at the expense of having their backs to the Aron HaKodesh. Perhaps they can have they could be standing next to the Aron HaKodesh, not to have their backs to the Aron HaKodesh. So you wouldn't necessarily know from the drasha that the Kohanim should have should be facing the Yisraelim at the expense of having their backs to the Heichal. Furthermore, it could be that the Rambam really was dealing with a question where they were asking him, and it's in the Tshuva it says that they sometimes duchen whether the Aron HaKodesh is open or closed. So it could be that if the Aron HaKodesh would be closed, so maybe that wouldn't be as much of an issue, but when it's open, then maybe that should be a problem, and therefore the Rambam is giving an answer to explain why it's not a problem even when the Aron HaKodesh is open. The third point that I wanted to make is that the Gemara itself in Lamechesim and Beis in Sota seems to say it seems that the way they would do the duchening in those days, perhaps, I don't know, all over, but at least it obviously happened in some places, is that they would stand behind the Aron HaKodesh, that there was room behind the Aron HaKodesh to stand. Because the Gemara there says, the Gemara wants to know about whether or not certain things would be mafzik between the Kohanim and the Yisraelim. So the Gemara there says that it's pashut, and it's obvious that the Aron HaKodesh, the Teva, would not be a hefzik between the Kohanim and the Yisraelim. It seems clear that the Kohanim somehow are behind the Aron HaKodesh, and the Yisraelim are in front, so therefore, the Gemara says, that's not an issue. So, once again, it would seem that, excuse me, it would seem that the Rambam could understand that the drasha, panim keneged panim, doesn't tell me that the Kohan necessarily should be standing with their backs to the Aron HaKodesh. Perhaps they should design the shul in such a way that the Kohanim should go behind the Aron HaKodesh, and the Aron HaKodesh is not a hafsek, and therefore there's no issue. So there's no reason to assume that because we say panim keneged panim, that means that the Kohanim should have their backs to the Aron HaKodesh, and therefore the Rambam had to give a different answer. The Rambam says the reason why they're able to have their backs to the Aron HaKodesh is because the Aron HaKodesh, Sefer Torah, and the Aron HaKodesh are really in a separate domain, and therefore, it's not an issue. Thank you very much.